My dear students, I hope you all are safe and healthy. Things have been hard lately, and hardly anything is same as it was just 3 months ago. Knowledge is a very powerful tool, and what we can do now is that we can learn and enhance our knowledge. Today, let's begin with the first chapter of Class 7 Physics. The chapter is Physical Quantities and Measurement. Measurement plays a vital role in our day-to-day lives. When we measure something, we quantify it. When you go to a grocery shop, you tell the shopkeeper to give specific quantity of an item. For example, 1 kg of rice, 2 kg of wheat, or 1 liter of milk. Measurement is the determination of the size or magnitude of something. By comparing that unknown quantity with some standard quantity of equal nature known as measurement unit. Are you curious to know how to measure the mass of an object? The mass of a body is the quantity of matter it contains. Measurement of mass is done by a physical balance. Now, what is volume? The space occupied by an object is called its volume. The SI unit of volume is cubic meter and is denoted by the symbol meter cube. Other units of volume are centimeter cube and millimeter cube. Volume of regular solids, for example a brick, a matchbox, which is in a shape of a cube or cuboid, is given as length into breadth into height. The volume of an irregular solid can be found by the method of displacement of a liquid using a measuring cylinder. Now comes density and its unit. Objects of the same size have different masses, and objects of the same mass may have different sizes. This is because different kinds of material have different densities. Density is the property of a body that tells about the arrangement of molecules in a given material. It is defined as mass per unit volume. If a body of mass m units has a volume of v units, then density is equal to mass by volume, or simply d is equal to m by v. The SI unit for density is kg per meter cube, and its CGS unit is gram per centimeter cube. 1 gram per centimeter cube is equal to 1000 kg per meter cube. The density of an object can be found experimentally by measuring its mass and volume. Its mass can be measured with a physical balance, while its volume can be measured using a measuring cylinder. Density of most substance decreases with increase in temperature because the substances expand on heating. However, density of water decreases when heated from 0 degrees Celsius to 4 degrees Celsius and then increases on heating above 4 degrees Celsius. The density of water is maximum at 4 degrees Celsius and is equal to 1 gram per centimeter cube or 1000 kg per meter cube. Many substances, especially gases, can be compressed into smaller volume by increasing the pressure acting on them. Now, how to determine the density of a solid by using a measuring cylinder? To find the density of a solid, its mass and volume are required. The mass m of the solid is determined using a physical balance. To find the volume of the solid, a measuring cylinder with a fixed volume of water is taken and the volume of water is noted. Let the volume of water be V1. The solid is tied to a string and is lowered into the measuring cylinder such that it completely immersed in water. The new level of water V2 is then noted. The difference in the levels of water V is equal to V2 minus V1 gives the volume of the solid. Knowing mass and volume of the solid, the density of the solid can be determined using the formula mass by volume. Thank you, students.